You can say you're not free at the shit and pee.
I'm super sad about the temporal nature of existence.
Super sad about how all of it seems to be in vain.
June 26th, 2025. A dream just woken from.
Shot two deers and a dog on a steep incline. And the meat rolled down and disappeared. I'm crying tears of the kingdom.
Super sad about the temporal nature of existence.
Super sad about how all of it seems to be in vain.
Super sad.
I will grant you that to be super sad is a part of nature which is temporal. But why you gotta bring existence into it?
Super sad about the temporal nature of existence.
Super sad about how all of it seems to be in vain.
What's in front of me obscures what's behind me.
Super sad about the temporal nature of existence.
Super sad about how all of it seems to be in vain.
This present moment of existence unfolds in memory as the concept of past in the present.
Super sad about the temporal nature of existence.
Super sad about how all of it seems to be in vain.
And the future is the mirror image of that phenomenon.
I dreamed of
existence.
Millbrook
is doing
a family reunion of sorts,
like a flower
on the side of the stepdad.
Sometimes it's a seed.
Hollywood.
So
one of them called
existence.
I laughed and expressed
what the origin.
Yeah.
The sadness is just as much of an illusion as anything else in the two-pole universe.
Am I too privileged?
Too
white?
Too mature?
Too all
sad?
Too capitalist?
Too communist?
Too eastern?
Too western?
Too hamster friendly?
Super sad?
Passport grown?
Culturally appropriated?
Too garlic pickled?
Or not enough?
Not
super sad?
Tighten
not
seeing
similes?
Stop staying in my place to be hated from a distance, confusing the issues by being confused or clear, or oversimplifying or making it too complex, considering the confusion of others in my equation without considering the confusion of others' reaction to my equation. All or none of the above.
I don't know. I mean, I hope you feel better, you know? Like, I hope the serotonin starts going. But there's no logical, like, it sounds like you've got something. It sounds like, oh, this is relatable. It sounds like, but it's kind of based on an assumption, and it's not even directly coming out and saying it.
Hiding my Alma Picklianity as soon as anti-Alma Picklism becomes popular again. Not to fit in here nor there, except by people who know me. Trying to be known by more people, forgotten by those I knew, or who knew me, or who never knew me, or who argue with each other about what I'd always thought moot or basic, or both.
It is the temporal nature of existence, but existence is the thing that it's of, not what it is, and that shouldn't imply or even associate all that much. It's like, you know, if somebody has one small hair among many on the particular cheek and you say that that person has that hair on their cheek, are they forever known as the guy with that hair on their cheek? Is that their nature? If you say, who is that person in history? They say, oh, he was the guy with that hair on his cheek. No! And similarly, having a temporal nature that it does sometimes, apparently, doesn't define existence. So don't you define existence, my fellow existence. You know, cheer up.